little bit later on. But the reason we're playing some Jules Holland is because we're going to be talking to Alexis Kirk about the Peninsula Music Festival. And there's a rather interesting piano-led piece, or piano duet, Alexis, that's going to be played between a computer and a composer.
Yes, yeah. It's quite an unusual piece of music. It's Eduardo Miranda is going to be playing the piano. He's the professor who leads the Interdisciplinary Centre for Computer Music Research at Plymouth University. He's also a director of the festival, and he's a pretty damn good pianist, actually. As you say, he's playing a duet with a rather unusual partner. It's a slime mould computer.
A what?
A slime mold computer. So it's a computer where the calculations aren't done in, if you like, metal wires or silicon prints on a board, but are actually done within a slime mold organism, and electrical pulses within that organism.
Wow, right. Look, I'm going to read the... because we're talking about the Peninsula Music Festival. It's a science and music combination for this new festival. I'm going to read out the bit here that describes what you do, and then can you put it in terms that I can understand?
I think I can.
Okay, so it's the Orchestral Processing Unit piece, which is going to see musicians act as biological processing elements in a computer whose calculations are made through music. People will take the place of the metallic elements that make up silicon chips, and musical melodies the place of the electrical currents which flow between elements as processing is done. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it stems from some research I've been doing into looking at new ways of computing. So I thought it would be great if... I mean, I'm a normal computer, if for the average person looking at the circuits in a normal computer, they can't even begin to understand what's going on. And even a professional has to use all these special probes and oscilloscopes to know what's going on in the computer. I thought, wouldn't it be great if computers could calculate using music rather than the binary ones and zeros that we see inside computers? And I actually developed a theoretical framework for computers built based on melodies. So then you could almost listen to what's going on in the computer to understand better what was happening. And it occurred to me, well, and I actually showed this with a simulated robot team with an artificial stock market trading algorithm. So it really can compute. But of course, if we're talking about music, well, music can be for entertainment. So I thought, well, why don't I try composing a piece based on these theories? And I thought, well, look at an orchestra. If you look at an orchestra on stage, you've kind of got this... all the strings are close together, and then you've got the woodwind and the brass. And I thought, well, you could pass the melodies around the orchestra as if they were being passed from musician to musician, controlled by the conductor. You make the conductor the computer's logic unit. And so what I've done is designed a dynamic score that can change depending on the computation I want done. And 24 hours before the performance on Saturday night, I'm going to give the, or for the rehearsal on Friday, I should say, I'm going to give the conductor the inputs for my computer, which are two numbers that I want the orchestra to add. And then using the violins and so forth, it will actually add these numbers using some of my theories from my science research.
I actually understood that. That was brilliant. Yeah, no, seriously, I did. I know exactly where you're coming from. Passing the melody around and all that sort of stuff.
Yes, absolutely. And the piano, you were talking about piano, and Eduardo Miranda's using piano in his piece. The piano in my piece is actually like an input keyboard. So like you're at your desktop typing in information to the computer, the conductor uses the piano to input the information into the orchestra and to store information in the piano. So the pianist just keeps playing to store the information. And then the results of adding these two numbers, which are encoded in the melodies, will come out on the piano. So the piano is also like the computer monitor in a sense.
Fantastic. That's going to be quite an interesting piece, because I'm assuming you're going to have a full orchestra on stage, will you?
Yes, we are. What we're going to do, and this was Simon Eibel's idea, he's the other festival director, and he's conducting the Ten Tours Orchestra at this gala performance on Saturday night. He had the idea, in fact, for each section, so for the violins, for the cellos, for the woodwind and so forth, use one instrument. Don't have multiple clarinets, don't have multiple violins, don't have multiple cellos. Just use one, because that will give a lot more clarity for what's happening with the calculation.
Right.
And the conductor has a heck of a job. I mean, tracking, he's not a computer scientist, you know, and yet he's got to do so. He's got to track this calculation as it goes through the orchestra. So having one member of each instrument type is going to make it much easier for him to track. But it's still, I mean, it's a chamber orchestra, so it is an orchestra.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to be fascinating. I bet you can't wait to see it all come together.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to... In fact, I'm the only one that knows what it's going to sound like on the night, because I've already decided the inputs. I haven't told Simon Eyeball yet, but I know what the inputs are. And I've run it through a simulator, so I know what it's going to sound like. But, of course, to hear it in the act... Because he's banned me from the rehearsals, which I'm a little hurt about, but... He's a bit stressed out about this piece, so he said, right, you're not allowed in the rehearsals. I'm like, okay, Simon. So, yes, I will turn up on the night, and I'll give a little explanation like I've given to you before the piece starts, because it's quite unusual, and I think it'd be great if the audience can understand a little of what's going on. They don't have to, they can just listen to the music and enjoy it. And then I'll hear the piece.
Fantastic. This is the 10th year, isn't it, of the Peninsula Arts Festival. It's a bit different, isn't it? We should mention it's not your run-of-the-mill music festival, is it? It's kind of science meets music.
Yes, absolutely. It was started, as I say, by Professor Edwina Miranda and Simon Eyball. And I think one of the key things is the close relationship between Peninsular Arts and the Interdisciplinary Centre for Computer Music Research. There's the ICCMR is full of people who are both composers and scientists, and there is genuine cutting-edge scientific research being done in the ICCMR. But the composers, like myself and Eduardo, are always looking for ways to apply this science to music. And there's an interesting little twist to this. The other piece that I'm doing this year, Fast Travel, for saxophonists and artificial whales, actually led to a science project. So I was asked to pitch a music. Commission a few years ago related to humpback whales. I pitched this using some technology ideas that Eduardo and I had worked on, and the resulting piece led to 3 years of funding for a pure science project with St Andrews University for modelling the evolution of humpback whale song. Yeah, so not only are we feeding science into music, music is actually inspiring pure science, which is something, you know, quite unique amongst music festivals as well.
Just tell me a bit about that Fast Travel piece then, which is based on the evolution of the whale song.
Yeah, so the Fast Travel piece, I didn't just want to record a bunch of whales and have a saxophonist play along, so I worked with a technologist called Samuel Freeman, who's an amazing programmer and composer, and he developed, how can I put it, they're a bunch of little artificial whales, which the audience can't see. They're embedded in a laptop, but the audience can hear them, so they're going to be in this cavernous Roland Levinsky building foyer with four speakers surrounding them, and they're going to feel like they're under the water, because there'll be this underwater ambience sound of being underwater. And then in the distance, what will happen is they'll hear a humpback whale singing, but it's not a recording as such. It's a little artificial intelligence which is responding to the noise that the saxophonist is making in the middle of the foyer. So these little whales, they have artificial ears. They hear the saxophone player as if she is a whale. And so they move towards her. She's like the underwater Pied Piper of the humpback whales. Wow. So it's very, very. It's one of my favourite pieces that I've written. And once again, the name of this festival is Biomusic. You know, that's and this is Biomusic, as is Eduardo Miranda's piece with the slime mold.
Yeah, good heavens. And this is open to everybody, isn't it? You don't have to be a university student or anything like that to go.
Oh, we're very keen to, you know, this is not a geeky, exclusive music festival. This is for the general public. And the people we get coming to the gala concert on Saturday night, for example, I mean, the majority are standard orchestral listeners. So, you know, this is a big part of Simon Eyball's desire is to bring in everyone in the community to enjoy this cutting-edge music.
I wonder what people who like orchestral music are going to make of your piece.
What can I say? Well, Simon Eyball has always encouraged me to to make music that is enjoyable, not just that, that's an experiment. So I'm hoping that even if they don't understand what's going on, they will hear these kind of layers. It'll almost sound a bit like a round, kind of a minimalist thing with these repeated layers building up on top of each other across the instruments. But it's very much designed not only to calculate, but also to sound nice and to be enjoyable. And, you know, when I actually chose the numbers to put through it, the numbers that I chose to input to the computer were based on how nice the resulting calculations right. sounded. And one other thing I will say, we've been doing this for many years, and we get repeat attendances at the concerts by people who I know are not computer music geeks. These are members of the public who consistently come back to hear more and more of this music.
Fantastic. Sounds absolutely fascinating. Where can people get tickets from?
They can go to the Peninsula Arts website, Peninsula Arts box office. They can find out everything, including links for tickets, at www.pacmf.co.uk. That's pacmf.co.uk.
Fascinating to talk to you, as always, Alexis. Thank you. And good luck when you finally get to hear your piece at the weekend. And don't put you. Simon under too much stress.
I'll try not to.
It's coming up to 11 minutes to 11. We'll update you with the weather situation shortly. First of all, a bit of David Gray.